Welcome to Raju Radio.
Hey guys, it's been so long. It's been over a month since we recorded an episode. Very sorry about that. We've been super busy with school. We obviously talk about school in our last podcast. I'm now a junior in high school, so it's a lot of work.
And I'm a fifth grader, almost sixth grader, so it's a lot of work for my age. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about Harry Potter. Now, when my sister was...
I was in fourth grade whenever I first read Harry Potter.
And she's finished the series like three times?
No, way more than that. So in fourth grade, it was the first semester. It was like maybe in October I started reading the books, like late October. And then I went through like two, maybe three of the books. And then it was close to Christmas time, and I asked my parents for the books for Christmas, because they, the Harry Potter...
Like the whole series.
Yeah, the entire series. And I wanted them because a kid in my class, actually, got the entire series, and the Harry Potter, like, books, they had just come out with a new, like, theme, like, their covers for the books sounds. Were different, and they were newer, so I wanted that, and, like, seeing that one of my classmates had got it, and I have been begging my brother for years on end to read the books. I was like, I'm sure you'll love it, it's fantasy, you'll love it. And he was like, no, it's so boring. And then you watched the movie, right? The first movie?
I hated it.
You hated the movie?
It was okay, I guess. I'm actually on the third book.
Yeah, recently he started reading it. How long did it take you to read the first book?
I finished on the second day.
Really? That's pretty fast.
I'm on the third book, and I started this Tuesday, so... It's been, what, like, 6 days? 7 days? I can't remember. five to 6 days.
4 to 5 days, but okay. yeah, he's obsessed with the books, and all I can say is, I told you so.
I wish I were a wizard, not a muggle.
So, who is your, like, favorite character? Because my favorite character is obviously Harry, because that is, you know, the main character is obviously my favorite.
Who is your favorite character except for Harry?
Hermione. How about you?
Well, obviously Harry, but without Harry...
Other than Harry?
Yeah. Albus Dumbledore.
Ooh, good one. He's very, very wise. He has a lot of good advice for Harry, and I feel like without Albus Dumbledore, Harry would be completely lost in the entire series, really.
And also, in the first book, Dumbledore gave advice, and it's, do not dwell on dreams and forget to live. Remember that. And then at the beginning, when I just started reading, I'm like, what does that mean? I did not know what that means. But after
don't give
I
any spoilers.
I won't. But after I read what it read the book a bit, I finally knew what it means. And if you're thinking about reading the book, or if you think it's boring, you are wrong. It is such an amazing book. It's mind-blowing, and my dad told me if you like Harry Potter, you'd probably like Percy Jackson. I haven't read it yet, but I'm just, you guys could maybe try that book out, and if you like Percy Jackson, then you'll probably like Harry Potter.
Yeah, if you guys haven't read Harry Potter, you are definitely, definitely, definitely missing out.
And you're living under a rock.
Yes. it is one of the best book series I have read.
For me, it is the best.
And, yeah, for me it is the best, too, but I have a few other really good ones. So, now we have our favorite characters. I don't want to give any spoilers, but out of the three books that you have read, or you're on your third one right now, which one is your favorite?
Oh, this is actually very hard because, I was about to spoil real hard. But honestly, the ending of the second book, it's what?
Mind-blowing.
I know, nobody would ever expect it. They would expect that guy to be bleep instead of bleep. So, all I can say is beware the Dark Lord.
Okay, so for me, my favorite book is the seventh book, which is the last book. I really, really like the ending because I always like to know after the end of a book or movie, what happens after to the characters. Like, I talk about it in every movie that we watched. I'm like, well, I want to know what happens next. Like, I personally think of this as a cliffhanger. Like, I want to know what happens. In Harry Potter, the last book, they did a good job of showing that, so I wasn't stuck with a cliffhanger, really.
And she told me kind of what it is, so...
No, I just told him that someone gets married, but I didn't tell him who gets married to who. So you haven't read the book, or watched the movie, really, the movies are good, just not as great as the books, and for sure, if you want to watch the movie... And you want to read the book? Please, please, please. Read the book first. That goes for any, book series. Like, read the book first because sometimes in the movies, they can't always, do the same things as the book. So you want to know what really happens in the books and then you can watch the movie remake.
Yeah, and for Sorcerer's Stone, which is the first book I read, I saw the movie first, then read the book. And I'm still feeling guilty for myself about that, and I just want to rewind and to that time and say, no, I'm just gonna go to sleep.
But we're planning on watching the second movie soon.
Since I finished the second book.
Yeah, and I can't wait because I personally love the second movie. The second movie and book. It's my second favorite out of the series.
So if you guys didn't know. The way Harry Potter series works is that there are 7 years in Hogwarts. And right now I'm on the third book, which means Harry Potter is just starting his third year. So that's basically how it is. Seventh book for the seventh year, first book for the first. So, I just feel like that's cool, right? Every year is a book. And, I feel like...
It's very organized that way.
Yes. The author, J.K. Rowling.
Rowling.
Rowling
is in Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
I kind of want to say hi to him,
Her? It's a girl.
Rowling? That's a girl?
That's her last name.
What?
You didn't know that?
I thought the
author?
No, the illustrator is the
Is the girl? No. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Okay, so finish your thought.
Huh?
Anyway, what I wanted to say next is a few years ago, we actually went to Disney World in Florida. And if you didn't know, in Florida, in Orlando, Florida, there's also a Universal Studios. And I really, really wanted to go to Universal Studios because that's where the Harry Potter stuff is. And I wore my Harry Potter shirt. And I was super excited to go. So my dad and I got tickets to go to both parks.
Lucky.
And my mom and my brother was still super young. They stayed in one of the parks. because, it's really expensive for them. And they can't really go on rides because he was too young and stuff, and my mom does not like roller coasters. So I really, really enjoyed that day. And we actually all went on one roller coaster. It was like a slower one, and it was a Harry Potter one. We waited for 2 hours in that line. 2 hours. And my parents were so mad at me, and I was like, no, we have to go. And it was a really cool ride. And then another ride that I really liked, me and my dad only went, and we went inside Hogwarts. And I really liked it. Like, it gave us, like, a tour, basically, but at the same time, it's still a roller coaster.
And actually, today, I had a soccer game early morning, and on the way back, I asked my dad, when I get home, I'm gonna test out Quidditch, if you can actually play Quidditch, which, obviously, it's probably not true.
Quidditch is the sport that Harry Potter plays. It's, like, it's not like any of our sports, Muggle sports. It's like, okay, sorry,
Muggle means normal people like us.
Not like, we don't have magic or anything.
Yeah, so basically how you play,
Quidditch,
is you, 7 players on each team, you fly on a broom, there are 2 bludgers, which are these annoyingly hard balls which try to knock you off your broom. There's an old snitch, which is the smallest ball
and the fastest and hardest
to catch. The old snitch, I meant just the snitch. It's like gold, and Harry Potter is the seeker, and the seeker is the only one who can catch the snitch, which
if you catch a snitch, it's like 150 points, right?
Yes, it's 150 points and you win the game. Because the only way you can end a Quidditch game is by catching the snitch.
Yeah, so sometimes they go on for hours and hours until someone caught the snitch.
Yeah. So, seeker, there's 1 seeker, two like people that like hit the bludgers at the other team. I forgot the name, but there's also 3 attackers who try to get 1 other ball, I forgot the name of that too, into these 3 goal posts, which give you 15 points. And the last and final player is the keeper, who tries to block the attackers from scoring into the goal posts.
So what house do you think you're in? If you guys don't know houses, there's 4 houses: Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Slytherin. Harry Potter and Ron and Hermione, which are his best friends, are in Gryffindor, and his worst enemy, Draco Malfoy, is a Slytherin.
So people say that Slytherin is the evil house. Ravenclaw is the wise, Hufflepuff is the loyal, and Gryffindor is the brave.
So which house do you think you're in?
Slytherin.
Seems about right. I'm kidding.
I would say you're like Hufflepuff.
So I'm loyal? Yes. So I've taken lots of quizzes, and I am a...
Don't say Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
You are not.
I am
a Gryffindor. If you're a Gryffindor, I'm a Gryffindor.
I don't know, but I've taken so many quizzes.
Longbottom.
Yeah.
He's Gryffindor. I don't know how. He's kind of cowardice and fat.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I actually am a Gryffindor and proud Gryffindor.
Then I'm a Gryffindor and a very proud Gryffindor.
Sure. I've actually taken a lot of quizzes, so maybe
you poked me in the eye.
So maybe I will ask him, Rishi, to take a quiz, and I'll let you guys know.
Let's go!
Okay, so we just took the Hogwarts house test, and we are both guests.
Gryffindor.
So it says, you belong in the house of Gryffindor. If someone challenges you to a dare, you never back down. You live every second to the fullest, and you are the poster child for charisma. Your friends are convinced you have limitless energy. That last one is definitely my brother. And we took this quiz on heywise.com. And me being a Gryffindor, I told you so. And it matches my name. If you guys don't know, my name means brave. And Gryffindor is House of
Brave. I'm a teacher.
Yeah, so it matches.
Honestly, I kind of think it's rigged.
I don't, because I've taken that, or like my friends have taken it with me. We've all taken it. And we haven't all gotten Gryffindor, so.
Well. And that's the end of our episode.
I hope you guys enjoyed us talking about Harry Potter. If you guys want us to talk about other series, like The Hunger Games, which is my second favorite series, let us know.
I've read that first book. And thank you for listening.
Bye. Make sure to follow us on Instagram @RogerRadioPodcast.
Bye.